No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. Better than yours. No such thing. Better than yours. No such thing. No such thing. What's going on, world? Can you relate? Can you relate? Can you relate? Podcast.com. What's crack-a-lackin'? What's going on, Can You Relate community, man? We are back for another incredible episode of the greatest podcast on all of your outlets. Android, iTunes, Stitcher, everywhere. The greatest podcast there is, man. Can You Relate Podcast. We back for another episode. I feel incredible. I am excited. I'm excited. Why? You ask. Of course, I know you are asking why. Why are you excited? Nope. And guess what? Not because it's TGIF, baby. Not just because it's that. I'm just excited, man, because I know I'm putting forth some serious work. I know I am being productive to the max. Look, guys, remember, I did the podcast, the 120 challenge. Are you participating in the 120 challenge, or are you, what some of the other challenges out there? The ISSA challenge. Yes. Are you participating in the ISSA challenge, or are you participating in the 120 challenge? One is going to make you better. One is going to make you more efficient. One is going to raise your level of play. One is going to give you a foundation. And the other is going to do what exactly? What type of value will you add to yourself by participating in the ISSA challenge? It's a damn shame if you are participating in the ISSA challenge. There you go. I got it for you. It's a damn shame if you are not participating in something, anything that is going to make you better. There you go. Make that one go viral. Make that one go viral. So yeah, man, I'm excited. Because I know I'm putting forth some serious work. I know I am in grind mode. And it's just from being productive. It's from trying to capitalize best I possibly can on the time that is available to me. And not waste it doing nothing. Not becoming smarter. Not raising your level of play so you can make the people that are around you raise their level of play. Come on. Come on, man. Look, can you relate? I hope you guys are feeling just the same way I am. How are you guys feeling out there today? I hope you guys are just as excited as I am, man. And I hope you are being productive because I'm telling you, I'm just going to say it over and over and over and over and over and over again. Being productive is a big difference from being busy. People say, I had a busy day. Versus someone say, oh, I had a very productive day. The tone of it is different. Is it not? I had a busy day. I had a very productive day. You know, you say that with your chest poked out a little bit, right? So, yeah, please, man, make sure you guys are being productive. One of the ways to continue to be productive is by subscribing while you are here on my website. All right, so you can get that email notification every single time I upload. iPhone users, iOS 10.3, iOS 10.2, yo, put it to use. Go to the iTunes podcast directory app, subscribe, do all of the good stuff. All right, hit me up. I love you guys. Can you relate? Make sure you subscribe, okay? For my Android users, I got you covered. Subscribe. On the Android Google Play Music app, Can You Relate, the greatest podcast soon to be, is there. All right. We got this thing covered. We got it covered. Stitcher Radio, subscribe. Tell 30 people, 40 people, share it. I don't care what you do. All right. Get it out there, man. And I always, always have to say this. Thank you all for rocking with me. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. Thank you guys for giving me your ear. Thank you guys for reaching out to me. Thank you guys for supporting. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because Can You Relate is growing, man. We have several. Okay, let me give you an accurate number. I won't say several. Okay, because I want to keep it all the way real with you. I have 6 new international subscribers. That is great. That's big, baby. That's enormous. We celebrating the small wins because small wins eventually accumulate to an avalanche. They turn into it. They add up big time. You get you a bunch of small wins. You go break the Golden State Warriors 73-9 record. Get them W's. That at the end of the day, that's what it's about. Either you blow somebody out or you win by 1 point, you still got the W. Get the W. Win the day, man. So I'm excited, man. We, like I said, 6 or 7 new international subscribers. The hits are going up. Ton of more shares. I love it. I absolutely love it. Be productive. Be productive. Be productive. Be productive. Be productive. Don't waste your damn time. It's a challenge. Don't waste your time, man. Be productive. Take things to the next level. So, yes, make sure you subscribe on all outlets. Make sure you subscribe on my website so you can get that email notification every single time I upload. Also, email me, chriswpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know that, hey, I'm a part of the show. I'm part of the Can You Relate community now. I like your podcast. I don't like your podcast. I don't give a damn. Email me, chriswpodcast@gmail.com, man. Yeah, so I feel great, Can You Relate community. First, let me start by congratulating my daughter on an incredible freshman year playing varsity softball. She did an absolute fantastic job. They lost yesterday in the semifinals to an incredible team. Very good team. Incredible pitcher. Phenomenal. Phenomenal pitcher. And we were hitting her, man. They were putting that bat on that ball. And we know what? We just came up short. But it's cool. It's cool. So I just want to congratulate her. Incredible season, Shay. Killed it. You know, you show resiliency. You know, you fell down, you got back up, you continue to work. I saw the work that you, I was there, but I saw the work that you was putting in to get to the level where you wanted to be. And you were able to see what was on the other side of putting in that hard work, is that you were on that field. You never came off that field again. You were never removed from the lineup again. And that was just from being productive, not just doing what was necessary, not just practicing on the days where coach had practice. It was the extra work. It was the extra attention to detail that got you to the level where you wanted to be. And you're a freshman, and we're counting down. We are counting down to where we could take the field and put in some more work and have an even better season than what we had this year. It's only going to get better because we know that the true formula for reaching accolades and success, you got to work for it. All right. That's why I said we're counting down to when the next year comes. Because we know we're going to be prepared. She is going to be prepared. So we're counting down to the days where we can get back on that field and showcase what we've been doing in the dark. Because that's what makes greatness, guys. What are you doing in the dark? I say it all the time. There's a difference between being busy and there's a difference between being productive. When you're being productive, you're doing things in the dark. You're working towards a moment before it even presents itself, before it even shows itself, right? You can't wait to showcase what new things you've been working on. You can't wait to showcase what new ideas you've made come to life. You can't wait to showcase what new product you're selling. You're counting down to that, but that's what you should be counting down to. But what are we counting down to, guys? Like I said, I'm waiting to count down to the next year when my daughter takes that field. And I always say we, because we are a team. We are a partnership. You know, she's a reflection of me. She's a reflection of if I'm not out there putting in that work with her. So I always use the term we, not just with Deja, with Deanna too. We, because we are in this together. We are working our asses off. And we want to see what's on the other side of that fence by putting in this serious work. At the rate that we're doing. While other kids are watching television, I'm telling you, they are taking ground balls. We are throwing. We are watching softball. We are doing something. If this is what you guys want to do, be the very best at it. Or at least attempt to be the very best at it. Don't just settle for average. Let me tell you something. Do you all know that greatness is earned and that satisfactory is handed to you? I'm gonna say it again. Greatness is earned. Being average is handed to you. It does not take much to be average. The platter is already there from the pickings. What job you want? Here, this place is hiring, that place is hiring, this place is hiring, that place is hiring, this place is, that's average shit, y'all. That's average. That, I mean, it's nothing special about that. Nothing. It's a lot of people that get out here and they talk and they run their mouth. But what made Martin special? Come on, because he was front line. He was out there. He was going to jail. He was delivering some of the most historic speeches that we've ever, ever, ever heard. And doing it in a time that it was the unthinkable. That's what made him special. He didn't run his mouth. He wasn't talking from his safe place. He was out front line. That's what made him special. Putting in that work, going the extra mile. That's what made him special. Greatness is earned. He earned the right to still be mentioned today. He earned that. Being average, that's handed to you. That's handed to you, guys. It's a lot of people that's leaving the face of this earth that I'm telling you, they put in 60 years of just straight working a gig. Not never being of service. Not never spreading blessings upon to other people less fortunate. Not leaving an impact. I'm telling you, it's a lot of people that's just, they just taking up time. They're not living. They're just waiting until the end of the day come. Right? But to be great, you got to earn that. Right? You gotta earn that. You gotta put in that work so then you can count down to what you've been working on, the countdown to the moment where you can showcase what you've been doing in the dark. But what are we counting down to? Let me talk about that. What are we counting down? Our birthdays? Countdown to my birthday. That's the big countdown. And then it's got outrageous. It used to be like, man, next week my birthday. Right? My birthday next month. People start counting down their birthdays the day after their birthday just passed. 364 more days to my birthday. Oh, okay. What are you going to do that's different from any other weekend you went out? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. You're going to have a birthday outfit. Right. Got you. So you might be dressed slightly nicer. But what? That's what we count down to? Let me tell you the things that I'm counting down. Right? Because I used to be on that train. I'm off that. Like I said, nothing was different from any other weekend or Friday or Saturday when I went out. All right? You kick it. You get your drink on. You have some drinks. You get drunk. You just dressed a little nicer. And you don't spend as much money because people are buying you drinks. Ain't shit different about you counting down your birthday from any other weekend when you go out. Stop playing yourself. Remember, if you don't know who the sucker in the room is, you're the sucker. Shout out to my mentor, Ty Lopez. Tag him. If you don't know who the sucker in the room is, know why you can't find that person? Because it's you. Go look in the mirror. When you go to the bathroom and you want to tighten up your makeup, look in the mirror. Who am I? Do I know myself? Am I the sucker? Yeah, count down for your birthday and nothing's going to be different. Nothing at all. You might save a little bit more money, but hell, friends ain't even holding you down these days, so you might end up spending more money. Come on, now. Can you relate? Can you relate? Can you relate podcast? So that's what I'm saying, man. That's the stuff we count down to, our birthdays. I'm counting down to things like, I'm waiting to hear back from the graphic artist, letting me know if they can get my children's logo together because we're building their online e-commerce site, right? So they're going to be selling products online. I'm waiting to hear back from my web designer so he can, if he can get my website together, all right? Get it the way that I like it, get the products and everything up there. I'm waiting to hear back from people that I am emailing, reaching out, looking for mentors. I'm waiting to hear back from stuff like that. I'm counting down to the day where the next conference is coming up. I'm counting down to the days where Thrive Conference is taking place in Vegas. The Podcast Festival is taking place in LA. The Podcast Movement is taking place in Anaheim. That's what I'm counting down to because I am going to attend. I'm not counting down to my birthday anymore. Yes, I'm happy about my birthday. Okay, cool. But I'm counting down the days so I can see what's on the other side of that hard work so I can showcase what I've been working on in the dark. That's what I'm counting down to, man. Not my birthday to do what I did last weekend. Stop it. Stop it. Well, count down because I'm about to take this trip for 3 days because that's all the time that I could take off work. I'm counting down the days to where I can be on vacation for as long as I want to. I'm counting down the days to where all I need to do is walk around with my Mac, flip that boy open, and make moves that way. I'm counting down the days to where I can wake up, grab my iPhone off my nightstand, go into my email, and see products that sold while I was sleeping. Money that was made while I was sleeping. I'm counting down those days. I'm counting down to that. That's what I'm counting down to. Not my damn birthday. If I'm not going to be doing anything different, if I'm not going to be a different person, what are you counting down for? Your trip? Your B-Day coming up is going to be epic. What are you counting down? 3 o'clock? So you can get off work because you hate your job? What are you counting down the days to? I want you to think, well, not the days, to just a countdown period, whether it's hours, minutes, seconds. What is your countdown about? What does it entail? I just gave you some things that I'm counting down. I can't wait. I cannot wait for the day when I am in full control of my 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. What do I want to do? I'm not required to be anywhere. You can't make me be anywhere. There's no consequence if I don't show up someplace. That's power. You hear me? And that's not necessarily ruling over people. That's having power over your life that was given to you. But you give to someone else. You give to this person, that person, this person. You're not doing any living for yourself. Instead of count down to your birthday and then you're just going to do the same thing that you did other weekends in the summer, winter, whenever. Instead of count down to that, count down to the day where, oh my goodness. Look, it's just a matter of dreaming big. It's just a matter of looking in the mirror. It's just a matter of realizing that you are the sucker. Do something about it. Change something. Count down to the days where you are no longer the sucker. You have full control over everything you absolutely want to do. There's no more count. There's no more child care. Count down to those days. No more food stamps. Count down to those days. No more government assistance. Count down to that. Until your business launch. Until your company launch. Until you have your grand opening. That's what we should be counting down. The only thing we count down to is our trip, our birthday, and what else? Until we get off work. Oh, and I'm sorry, New Year. That's it, guys. You better check the resume of some of these other people and think about the things that what they count down was about. What they were counting down. Come on, man. Evan Spiegel, he was counting down the days until he can go ahead and make Snapchat public. So was Zuckerberg. They were counting down the days. They couldn't wait. The countdown was on. Until all the coding was done for Facebook that you count down so you can get off work so you can get on your phone and go to it. You got one person countdown is different. When is the coding going to be done? When is the meeting with the next investor, the angel investors? When are we going to hear back from them? They was counting down to that. You still consuming. You still can't count down to where you can grab your phone and go to somebody, your countdown versus theirs. It's a big difference, man. It's a big difference. So, yeah. So when you put in that hard work, when you put in that grind, when you working like my children are out here working, they want to be better. The type of work that I'm putting in, the type of work that you can relate when you put in. Yeah, we want to count down what's on the other side of those efforts, man. Stop. Yo, go deeper. I think somebody did a podcast about that. Go deeper. Stop doing what's only on the surface. All right. When Bill Gates was sitting in that room, he and Paul Allen, they wasn't counting down to their birthdays, man. They were working for 10 years. Gates said, I barely took a day off. I ain't care about no damn birthday. What I care about that for? Now you know he's like wiping out diseases. Come on, man. What is the countdown about? What are you counting down? Your birthday, your trip for 3 days until you get off work, and New Year. You have 4 countdowns. Oh, and I'm sorry. We always say this. Here's the biggest one of them all. I can't wait until blah, blah, blah. But you know what's missing from that? And that's good, because I say I can't wait until blah, blah, blah either. But the difference is, guys, the work. Where is it? Some of y'all just saying that stuff out of pure frustration, and then you're going back to doing the very same thing that got you in that situation, that has you in that situation. Nothing changes if nothing changes. You have to be doing something different, being productive, changing the scope of your countdown, the things that you want to count down to, understanding that you got to put forth some work. So no, I'm not trying to sit up here and rush the years along, but I know how hard my daughters and I are about to be working. Very hard. I can't wait for next season. I can't wait until the day where I'm excited to hear that email notification go off. Because there is a possibility that those emails are not going to be the same thing. Ads, you know, coupons, yada, 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 everything you subscribe to. No, I want the emails that's told me, hey, 10 XYZs was purchased. One thing was purchased. Because if I sell one, I could sell 100. If I sell 100, I could sell 1,000, 10,000, 1,000,000, 10 million. And you mean to tell me I never have to, like, go do something for somebody else? I can do this for me? Me? I could walk into an investor and talk about the valuation of my company? What? I can do that? Oh, I can't wait. Count down the days. What E.T. say when he was talking about his personal freedom? He started counting down the days. I'm out. Count down the days. You just messed up. You told me I cannot go see my child get her academic award because this is what you want me to do. Count the days down. He said he walked out and he ain't looked back since. I guarantee you he has not missed by force any of his child's events. I guarantee it. If he's missed them, it's because that's a decision he made. And he probably messed up his schedule. But he has the power to reschedule. When you're out of days, when you're on your final warning, they want you to be perfect. Something that does not exist. Get hit every day on time. Like there's no trains. Like there's no traffic. Like there's no accidents. Get here on time. If you are not here on time, I'm counting down the days to no one ever speaks to me like that again. You better jump on board and stop playing yourself. Stop being the sucker. Can you relate, community? That's what this thing is about. That's what Can You Relate is about. I'm taking things where we are dropping the ball. I'm taking instances. I'm giving you examples about the dumb things that I was doing that wasn't getting me anywhere. Now I'm so focused on capitalizing on time. I'm so focused on capitalizing on energy. I don't want to waste it. I can never get it back. You can never get back that energy. So if you are laying around, I hate it. It makes me so mad. I hate seeing people talk about their board. I cannot stand it. I hate seeing grown people talk about their board. When there are children out here that are lapping you because they start in little companies. They got a dog and they tired of feeding their dog the junk or whatever. So they go in there and make some organic dog treats. And then they get investors and then they get stores and then they get employees. and you sitting around, you got kids, and you talking about you bored. The only thing you could possibly think of to do is pick up your phone and click a filter on Snapchat to post it. That's the deepest you can really get. You can't get any deeper than that. Come on. How is that even attractive? I'm just taking it to an entirely different level. Can you relate? How is that even attractive? When you guys are going on your dates and the conversation is so basic. I'm talking Cat in the Hat type of conversations. You guys are talking about absolutely nothing. And then you wonder why years down the road or months down the road, this person turns out to be something completely different that you didn't know because you're not going deep enough. When I first got with them, they seemed so motivated and everything. Did you ask questions to really see if the motivation was real? Did you ask questions to see if this person was really putting in some work? What are they working on? What is their foundation? Do they have a business plan? Do they have blueprints? What do you read? Did you ask those type of questions or did y'all talk about the most dumbest shit? Oh, you see the new Snapchat? You be on Facebook? What's your Facebook? Did you see such and such, such and such? Do you watch such and such, such and such? That's why. That's why, man. Go deeper. Again, like I said, somebody made a podcast about going deeper. You better try to find it. I'm going to tell you where it's at. It's on iTunes. Search Can You Relate? Make sure you hit the subscribe button. You guys got to go deeper. The countdown got to be real, man. You got to be countdown to some things that matter. Your countdown can't just be because it's the new year coming, your birthday coming, and you can't wait till 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock to where you off work. And then when you get off work, you've been counting down the hours, and then you get off work and you don't go do anything to change the situation. That's the insane part. So look, guys, it's really simple, man. It's really simple. Just listen to yourself, all right? Just tap into your emotions and just really pay attention to the next time you say you cannot wait until something happens, until you get off work, until this is different or until that is different. When you start saying those things, I want you to think about how are you going to make it different? You just can't sit there and just keep wishing. Nothing changes if nothing changes. You have to innovate. You have to work your way out of situations. All right? I cannot wait for the day so I can never, ever have to tell my kids, I'll see what I can do. I'm counting down to that. Not my birthday to do what I did last weekend. Get your priorities together. What is the countdown for? What are you counting down? What are you counting down to? You can't wait for next year to start the first quarter of your of the business. It's a new year. You ready to grow your sales? Or it's just because you live to see another year? Is that it? No, I'm not telling you to be ungrateful. Definitely be grateful for life because it's another opportunity to be better than the person you were yesterday, an hour ago, last year. That's why you should be counting down. Not so you can just put alcohol in the air and drink and drink and drink and drink and drink some more and then wake up the following day and be sick as hell and then continue the pattern that you did the year prior. Come on, man. Let's get deeper. Let's get deeper. Stop the stuff that's on the surface and you just got to really take heed to it. Like you really got to focus in on what you are counting down to. We count down to the NBA Finals. Yeah, enjoy the NBA Finals, but the games doesn't come on until nighttime. What did you do with those? I earn it. Greatness is earned. Earn the right to sit down and watch the NBA Finals. Play games with yourself. Write this stuff down. You have to check off these things of getting shit done so you can watch the NBA Finals. Stop exercising your powers against you. To hurt you, to keep you at the same level that you are currently operating at. You thirsty about that iPhone update, aren't you? iOS operating system, you still at which one though? They done moved on. Don't stop getting lapped. Count down the days to where you're no longer getting lapped, to where you're no longer being the sucker. All right? Maximize every opportunity that presents itself. Matt, come on, man. Am I saying anything that's crazy? Why would people not like Can You Relate? Why would you not like Can You Relate? Is it because I'm your peer or whatever? Like I said, Can You Relate community, I'm not even going to beat you upside your head for a very long time. Just change the things that we count down to. The finals, the birthday, the fight, till we get off work, to our trip for 2-3 days, for the weekend. Basic countdowns. Basic countdowns. Change the game. And look, we get tired of a lot of stuff. It gets under our skin. We have to take notice. You can't just sit up there and say out of pure frustration, out of anger, I can't wait until I don't have to work at this job no more. And then you go home and then you turn on the game and then you do whatever you do and that's it. But you're not trying to do anything else. We'll say, I can't wait until I don't have to work no more. And then we'll just start filling out more applications. Huh? Wait, what? You can't wait until you don't have to work for no one else, but then you fill out more applications over and 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 over. Now, you can still do that because you want to earn more money. You guys have to have a leverage hustle. Stop just working extremely hard. Work smart, please. So, yeah, you find a position where you can make more money because with that more money, you can further invest in your company, in your business, in your whatever, in your personal trainer. Because you want to run a marathon, be great. Stop being basic as hell. You count down to the same stuff that all the broke people and poor people are counting down for. But the individual, they count down was different. Like I said, you was counting down until Facebook released the update. Zuckerberg was counting down until all the coding was done so he can launch it in his name. He was counting down because they said it would be 30 days until it was LLC'd or incorporated, whatever the case, until it went public, whatever the case, whatever deal that he wanted to go ahead and finalize, whatever the case, when he wanted to buy WhatsApp, the deal final yet? Count down, can't wait. Buy Instagram, the deal final yet? Can't wait. You still count down to your birthday. 364 more days to my birthday, y'all. And then what? You get you a little outfit. You get a bottle. Stop it. It's terrible. It's absolutely sickening. And then we have the audacity to feel like that the people that are higher up just talk about us, spit on us, look down on us. That may be the case. I'm not saying that that's not the case, but I can assure you some people look at us like, yo, they are fools. No way in hell. Like I told you, Drew Houston, Google Dropbox, the 27-year-old billionaire, he looked like, shh, I ain't about to be no security guard. I don't care how sweet it is because I get to sit around all day. What is that? What is that? What? No, I'm straight. And my man, meanwhile, Facebook, like, yo, I get paid to sit like Derrick Rose. Sucker. You playing yourself. Well, get paid to sit like Derrick Rose. But you don't make Derrick Rose money. Stop being a retard. All right? You don't make Derrick Rose money. Derrick Rose is making millions to sit. You are making $10, $11 an hour to sit. I'd rather work hard and make some Derrick Rose money. Work hard and smart than to just sit there and be sweet and do nothing and scroll. Sickening, man. It's sickening. I'll tell you, one of the most... When Ty said that about that sucker statement, oh, that hit home. That hit home because I realized, oh boy, for a very long time, you were a sucker for real. And so now the countdown is different. Like I said, I'm waiting to hear back from the graphic artist. She's going to put a few things together for my kids so they can get their online business launched. I can't wait for the days where I'm checking that email, knowing it's a possibility that I might go in there and I made some money. I can't wait for my web designer to hit me back about the website, about the t-shirt designs. I can't wait. What? Come on, man. Come on, man. What y'all doing? It's a different. I can't count down for that. I can't count down for the next year because I know it's going to be better than what it was this year. I'm going to be smarter. I'm going to be more efficient. I'm going to have more momentum going. I'm going to have more legs under these companies, right? I just buy domains, guys. Come on, man. I'm preparing for an opportunity long before it ever presents itself. I'm counting down the dates where I can showcase to the world what I'm about and what I'm doing, not just my birthday. You make sure you count down the day until the next KURLA, to the next KURLA podcast drop. Because we are grown. We are on fire, man. And like, thank you all. Thank you all for rocking with me. Thank you for listening to me. I'm counting down the days to where I hold my first conference, and I have everyone that is a part of the KURLA community is in that audience. I'm counting down the days until I have my first client working one-on-one with. I'm just counting down the days to where I barbecue on a Tuesday at noon. Can You Relate Podcast.com. Thank you guys for listening. Be safe out there. One love. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing.